Welcome to another edition of Money Matters. My name is Mark Cutaberti. Yahoo Finance reported that the inflation rate is 3.24% compared to 3.7% last month and 7.7% last year. The market seems to regard this as good news because not only does it appear inflation is coming down, but the belief is that the Federal Reserve may have engineered the proverbial soft landing many thought impossible. Soft landing refers to economic conditions that are improving without yielding a severe recession or economic downturn. Seems a stretch to me that the worst inflation in 40 years will give itself up without severe pain being inflicted on the consumer and your vaulted economy, of course. Economic hiccups of much lesser degrees in the past few decades have given way to some serious economic downturns almost without exception. It is for that and other reasons that I have a hard time swallowing the current inflationary fires will be able to be extinguished in short order without causing at least a serious setback, such as the dot-com crisis, the 1987 stock meltdown, and the 2008 banking blow-up, to name but a few. Considering we shut down the entire world economies for over a year, printed up about 85% of the entire stock of U.S. dollars in existence in a mere 3 years addressing COVID, and saw recent inflation rates approaching the double-digit inflation we saw way back in early 1980, am I supposed to believe all is well and there will be no pain in reversing it all? The Bureau of Labor Statistics is responsible for reporting inflation and have four different metrics for doing so. Some argue that the Bureau of Labor Statistics data are suspect because they continue to change the way they measure inflation. There is a long-standing website, shadowstats.com, run by a fellow named John Williams. He received his bachelor's in economics cum laude in Dartmouth College in 1971, and was also awarded an MBA there. He has studied and reported on government statistics for over 30 years, and I interviewed him way back in the early 2000s. I found him to be extremely well-spoken, highly intelligent, and seemed to know his stuff better than anyone I have met over the decades for studying economics. According to Williams, there has been numerous changes to the way the Bureau reports inflation and employment, so their statistics are badly flawed, so says Williams. One of the most famous bond traders of our time, Mr. Bill Gross, goes so far as to call the government CPI inflation report a con job. In the latest report from Shadow Stats, which figures inflation as it used to be calculated in the 1990s, Williams pins the current inflation rate at about 12% with a 2023 high of 17%, a far cry from the stats out of the BLS. Shadow Stats, of course, has its detractors. Notable economists have cast a shadow of doubt on Shadow Stats and its methodologies, but some argue what the Bureau of Labor Statistics reports versus what the average Joe sees at the supermarket are worlds apart. What do you think? The truth might lie somewhere in between the two reporting agencies, but no matter what agency you believe, the fact that it is our ongoing inflation has already inflicted serious damage to consumer pocketbooks. Even if one believes the Bureau of Labor Statistics, the current 3.24% inflation is adding to the 7.75% we have already seen. If you lean into Shadow Stats, it is significantly worse. Simply put, just because inflation may be slowing, it is still growing. Therefore, if current prices are stressing your pocketbook, you just wait. You ain't seen nothing yet. Although the markets dwell on an inflation figure that is decelerating, prices are still rising. In short, while stock proponents seem to be celebrating a slower inflation rate with a brief rally in stocks, they ignore the fact that unless inflation growth stops altogether and prices start going down, it will even be harder for many to make ends meet in the months that follow. So, do you believe inflation will turn negative and prices will come down? For me, I see a blue moon rising. Meanwhile, the stock market and the news media seems to be celebrating that prices, by whomever measures it, will be even higher next year. I find that perplexing at best. I'm watching the market so you don't have to. You've been listening to Money Matters, which expresses my opinion only and is not meant as investment advice, nor represents the opinion of any bank, investment firm, or registered investment advisor, nor this media outlet as staff members or underwriters. A BA in Economics with Honors 1979 and California Insurance License OL34249. Our website is moneymanagementradio.com, where everything is free. Our way of saying thank you for listening to your community radio station. My name's Mark Cutaberti.